راهپیمایی ها همین 22 بهمن.
The demonstrations, for instance, this year's February 11, are a very good demonstration of power. Giving an audience to the visitors from Azerbaijan, of Iran.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ أحسنتم لأنفسكم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. In the beginning, with the permission of the leader of Islamic Revolution and the audience, I would like to condole with you on the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. We commemorate the memory of the martyrs of the Iranian calendar month of Isfan 25 in Tabriz, and all martyrs of the war, and also the memory of our Imam. On this day, today, those who are participating in this meeting include a number of members of the families of martyrs and war veterans, ulama of Tabriz, commanders of the armed forces and law enforcement forces, as in all historical stages in Iran, the people of Azerbaijan, particularly of Tabriz, have been present in the scene, and you know better than me regarding these matters. The people of Azerbaijan and Tabriz have been able to defend the territorial integrity and dignity of Islam, territorial integrity of Iran and dignity of Islam. Today, they have the same morale, the morale of the February 1979. They are present in the scenes, and an example is the demonstration held on February 11 this year, which was more glorious than the previous years, according to the experts, not only in Azerbaijan, but in other places in Iran, particularly in Azerbaijan. It was so. It was very glorious and with massive participation of the people. With the grace of God, in Azerbaijan, we have unity between officials, clerics, government organizations, between people and officials, and between different strata of the people. And thanks God, the seminaries of Tabriz and some other cities in Azerbaijan that have seminaries, very seriously they are conducting their studies. Also the university scholars and staff are endeavoring for progress and development, and they are very successful. I just beg your pardon for taking your time. We are enthusiastically meeting for your remarks. Let's raise this slogan, "O the free-spirited leader, we are ready, we are ready."
Thank you.
In the name of God, the compassionate and merciful, you are most welcome, dear brothers and sisters. I thank God for providing this opportunity today to meet in this Hassania, where we witness the spirituality and veracity of the families of martyrs and also the youth and the sincere people of Tabriz, Azerbaijan. It really makes us happy. Particularly, we remember Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the spirit of Imam Hussein prevails the atmosphere of our life and purifies us and you and illuminates our lives. The coincidence is a very meaningful. Today is the 40th day of martyrdom of Imam Hussein, and also the 29th of Bahman of in Tabriz is something related to 40th day of commemorating the martyrs. In the Karbala event, the Arba'in or the 40th day was a beginning. After the event of Karbala, that terrifying event and tragedy in which Imam Hussein demonstrated unique sacrifice along with his family members and companions in that limited space. Then the captivities followed, and the message of Karbala had to be spread, and the sermons, and also the exposition of the truth by Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, and Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, were just like a powerful media to spread, to impart the message, to spread the message, to give, to announce the objective in a widespread space now, and it did so. When there is suppression, the people do not have the time and courage to practice the truth that they learn, because the suppressive system and the dictatorial system, first of all, doesn't allow the people to realize the truth. And if out of the control of the system the people come to know about something, then the system doesn't allow them to practice it. Well, in Kufa, in Sham or Damascus, and between Karbala and Damascus, and many people heard from Hazrat Zainab or Imam Sajjad, peace be upon them, or by witnessing the condition of the captives, realized many things. But no one had the courage. No one was able to, in fact, against the despotic, suppressive, oppressive system, to announce or to practice what they have realized. It was just like a pain in the neck of the believers. This pain in the first beginning, on Arba'in. In fact, the first blow was dealt on this, let's say, pain, or let's say, on this tumor. And Sayyid Tawus and others have written that when the caravan of the captives, that is, Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, and others arrived in Karbala on Arba'in. Not only Jabr ibn Abdullah Ansari and Atiyya Ufi, but others, Rajalun min Bani Hashim, luminaries from Bani Hashim were there. Many people, many companions, gathered around the grave of Imam Hussein, and they in fact greeted Zainab, Hazrat Zainab. Probably this policy, this vilai policy, that is, going to Imam Hussein's grave while coming back from Sham or Damascus, was because this small group of people, but meaningful, should be assembled over there. Some people say that how is it possible that up to Arba'in, I mean after 40 days they arrive in Karbala, the late martyr Ayatollah Ghazi has a lengthy exposition on this matter and proves that it is possible. Anyway, according to the writings of the great scholars in the past, when Hazrat Zainab and the Ahlul Bayt, or house members of the household, arrived in Karbala, Atiyya Ufi and Jabr ibn Abdullah, and many luminaries from Bani Hashim were there. Well, this is an example of realization of the objective that had to be achieved through martyrdoms, that is, the spread of the thought, giving courage to the people. It started from that place, and then the movement of Tawwabin, or the repentance, was formed, although it was suppressed. But later, within a short time, we come across the uprising of Mukhtar and other courageous people of Kufa. And the result was putting an end to the dynasty of the Umayyads, or Bani Umayyah, who were suppressive and who were dastards. And after that, the Marwan dynasty came to power, but the struggles went on. Indeed, the way was open for a struggle. This was one of the characteristics of Arba'in. That is, in Arba'in we come across exposition and practice both. Realization of the objectives of exposition is there. This is what happened on Arba'in in Tabriz, that is on 40th day of the martyrdom of people who fought against Shah. In the past, I have mentioned this. If the event of 19th February hadn't happened in Tabriz, that is, the memory of the martyrs of Qom hadn't been commemorated with sacrifice in Tabriz, then probably the course of revolution would have changed and gone to other directions. It was most probable that this great event, as it happened, wouldn't have happened. That is, the uprising of the people of Tabriz on 18th of February was very crucial. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Amen! the issue of the blood shed in Qom and the incentive of the uprising of Qom was revived in Tabriz. It really revived the entire issue. Naturally, the people paid costs, sacrificed their lives, their welfare, their security. But the result was awakening of the entire country. Hence, there was one Arba'in or commemoration of the martyrs for people of Qom in Tabriz, but we had several Arba'ins for the people in Tabriz. It shows the property of proper move. So these are what happened in the past. It is now 31 years since February 18 of 1977 in Tabriz. It's a long time. Many of those who are attending this meeting now either were not born, the youth, or they were kids. They didn't realize what is the issue of that event. Every event which is based on a proper thought and intention, the great events have messages and teachings and lessons. We have to learn those lessons. The lesson of the February 18 in Tabriz is the effect of awakening one and courage of taking action two. Not caring about difficulties and dangers and having hope in the future. Three, these are the three characteristics. First, they have to realize many people didn't realize the significance of the situation. The people of Tabriz realized the sensitivity and took action. This awareness and realization of the sensitivity of the stage or time, it's a very important issue. And then the fact that now we have realized the significance of the stage of history, we need courage to take action. This is the second point. And then this action should be taken by reliance on God and hope in the future. These are some of the lessons we can take from that event. If the people didn't have faith in Allah, if they weren't faithful in their hearts, even if the awareness were there, it couldn't help. It was useless. It wouldn't lead to action. The faith of the people, the awareness of the people, and on-time action all played a role. This was a lesson for us. Today it is so, and the future will be so. The events should be followed consciously. Many nations at crucial junctures didn't realize the sensitivity of the juncture. Since they didn't realize it, then the events overwhelmed them, and then they remain ignorant, and they were trampled upon by the events. If the day when the ulama, religious scholars, rose against the despotism of Reza Khan, some of the ulama, of course, if others had joined them, if every citizen consciously had realized what was going on in this country, and would resist, probably, our nation 50 years ago could achieve great objectives. The damages of the 50 years of the period of decline and domination of the illegitimate regime of Pahlavi, which was dependent on foreign powers, would have not been imposed on us, and the nation would have not tolerated those damages, would have not been imposed upon by those damages. One should not be ignorant. If the day when the Americans came to this country and engineered a coup, the British and the Americans both together in 1953, the sensitivity of that juncture had been realized and proper action taken, definitely for years the damages imposed on Iran would have not been imposed. So the events should be observed consciously. Today, our nation is confronted with a great front which is fighting Iran with all its capabilities and power and tries to take away the anti-arrogance property of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. From the very beginning of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the same front had been trying to prevent the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is the Islamic Republic system, which is the brainchild of the Islamic Revolution, to take shape. They spared no efforts to prevent the growth of the Islamic Republic. Of course, they didn't succeed. They took political action, they imposed economic sanctions, they imposed war for 8 years on the nation, and they equipped the enemies of the nation. They tempted the insider forces, but they didn't succeed. And then they concluded that the system of the Islamic Republic cannot be overthrown because it is protected, it is defended by the people who are offering their chests. Millions of faithful human beings are protecting the system. It is not the question of the officials and the government. It is not so. Sometimes a system is standing on few figures, or few figures are just feeding the system, then that system, it doesn't have any danger for the arrogance, for imperialists. But when a system is based on the faith of the people, on the hearts of the people, on the deep backing of the people, then this system cannot be shaken. The arrogance has realized this. You just look at the demonstrations, the demonstration on February 11 this year. It was a great, glorious, magnanimous demonstration. Scientific progress, presence of the youth in different scenes, slogans of the revolution that fortunately are more energetic than in the past. None of the officials speaks of the slogans of the revolution with shamefulness. They are proud of Islam, freedom, the constitution which is credible, meaningful. Hence, the system cannot be shaken. They have concluded that they have to take the system from its content, to take away the content of the system from it. The cultural invasion that I mentioned a few years ago the cultural inroad that we see its sign in different sections and still witness in different sections has this intention. And this is the objective of that cultural inroad. They want to take the content of the revolution from the revolution. They want to deprive the system from its Islamic spirit, from its revolutionary spirit. This is one of the sensitive spots which requires consciousness of the people. It is just like the February 18th. Many people didn't realize what is the significance of the February 18th. You, the people of Tabriz, have realized it. And practically, you took action on the basis of your understanding. It is so in all stages. The significance of the events, of the junctures, should be realized by our nation. And fortunately, today they realize it. The nation are conscious. This is one of the blessings of the revolution of the and the system of the Islamic Republic. The people are awakened. They have the power of analysis. All should bear in mind that the enemies of the Islamic Republic of Iran are totally disappointed at uprooting this firm edifice of building. They are trying through different means, including by those who have been involved and are involved in this revolution, to take away the content of the revolution. The Islamic Republic of Iran, the name should be Islamic Republic, the name should be revolutionary system, but the content, that is Islam and revolution, shouldn't be there. What is the value of a name? What is the value of a name? The content is necessary. The content is important. My duty and your duty is to protect the revolutionary content, the valuable principles of the revolution. We have to defend them. We shouldn't allow these valuable bases and principles, the sublime value, sublime bases, to be neglected. This is our duty. And we should bear in mind that God supports the people who, through faith in Him, move, take action, and exercise human power for a certain objective. The Almighty God definitely helps those who, in the way of divine objectives, take action. Where we were defeated, where God didn't assist us, was because we didn't take proper action, we didn't play our part. We have to contribute, and then God will assist us. Ufu bi'ahdi, ufu bi'ahdikum. You have to, through the convention you have with me, the pledge, You have to be committed to that, and I'll be committed to my pledge. It is bilateral. God, who is the owner of our lives, and also the giver of all blessings to us, has a bilateral contract with us. You take action, God also will take action. God has promised to do so. If we do not discharge our duty, we cannot expect a divine assistance. Thanks God, the Iranian nation has demonstrated that they are the people of action, they are the people of practice. During these 30 years that the enemies expected the slogans of the revolution to sink into the oblivion, now on the 30th anniversary of the revolution, when you look at the assemblies of the people, meetings, and their slogans, you see that the same feelings of the early days of revolution and the same slogans are there. The straight path has been protected. This is a very important issue. In different revolutions in the history, we cannot come across a similar thing. It is because of faith in God and faith in Islam. The slogans of the revolution should be protected. The youth particularly should take the opportunity and appreciate it. Fortunately, our young generation today are more equipped and more skillful today. If those days the feelings or emotion dominated, today the thought is dominating. Although emotion is there and it is important, but this is thought that dominates the youth to come into the scene. It is proper realization and presence in the scene. God may resurrect our martyrs with Prophet Muhammad, and also our Imam, who was the leader of this movement, may be resurrected along with prophets and sages. And hope that we will be the soldiers and devotees of this sacred objective, and will grant success to you, dear sisters and brothers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.